Now, here's a question. Do you think we need more dedicated cycle lanes in Belfast? Bike Life, the UK's biggest assessment of cycling in cities, has revealed that 4 out of 5 people in Belfast, that's 81%, want more protected bike routes to make cycling safer, even if this means less space for other road traffic, in other words, cars. Jonathan Hobbs is from NI Greenways. Morning to you, Jonathan.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the journalist, Tina Calder. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning.
What do you make of this, Tina?
I think that I want to be very clear. I am not against cycling, and I'm certainly not against cycling lanes. But I think at this stage in Northern Ireland, we really have to be putting our money behind the things that desperately are needed. I mean, our roads and pavements across the country are in desperate need of repair. We've got the issue, for example, the taxis were allowed into the bus lanes in Belfast for a 3-month trial earlier this year, but due to there being no assembly, that scheme was stopped and not ratified. We have so many other more important things that I think the Department of Infrastructure really need to be looking at. And so it's not necessarily that I think we shouldn't have any bike lanes. I do think so. But remember that there was news there, I think it was about a month ago or so, to say that some of the docking stations for the Belfast bikes were being relocated. They were being moved. A lot of the bikes had been damaged. So we're not really there yet. If in terms of being a biking nation.
Jonathan? Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
Is there going to be any room left for cars anymore? So we already have bus lanes. Now the proposal, let's take even more of the roads away for bicycles. Where's a car going to drive in the future?
Well, look, I think we've reached a tipping point in Belfast. I mean, I think everybody understands that the city is already grinding to a halt, has been doing over the last decade or so. I think that was recognised whenever the bus lanes started to go in as a means of getting people from their cars into other forms of transport. And that's fine. Bus rapid transit and all the rest are going to do some great work. But actually, bicycles are the most space-efficient and quickest way to get people around Belfast. But people aren't stupid. They don't want to be sold the idea of cycling around, but sharing with cars and buses and trucks and lorries and all the rest. You know, what we kind of see from cities in Europe is where you put in dedicated, protected space for cycling, people will cycle in great numbers. And this report
But why should cyclists have the road have a piece of the road to themselves?
Well, this report,
cars
this,
don't.
Yeah, this report shows that people here cycling in Belfast at the moment, about 5% of people here are going to work cycle, but only about 1% of all journeys in Belfast are made by bicycle. But even at that level, we're taking over 7,000 cars off the road every day, according to this report. So if we put in some real investment into protected space, we can, you know, double that, triple that, and just take a whole load of this really nasty congestion off the roads, and at the same time get a real net benefit in terms of health, air pollution and all the rest in Belfast. So I really do think it's something we should be looking at seriously.
Tina?
I mean, I don't get me wrong, I do think that cycling is the way of the future, no doubt, and I am more than happy to say that it's much healthier and it's probably better for the congestion, et cetera, et cetera. But the Belfast bike scheme, for example, earlier this year, it was claimed that I think it was costing £1,800 a month just to deal with the theft and vandalism, and then a third of the bikes were out of action. So if we're not getting that right, if we're not getting that end of the cycling right,
that's an issue of vandalism rather than the benefit that those things bring. I mean, you know, putting in a public bike hire scheme, it's a bit like we subsidise people to go on buses and trains because that's a benefit to congestion, the same way that we're putting an investment in a great public bike hire scheme. And every journey that's made there is improving the health of the population of Belfast. And again, taking those cars off the road. So it's all of a net benefit. Vandalism is a separate issue. It's like saying, you know, cars get, you know, vandalised outside somebody's house. So we shouldn't be building roads.
I think you have to look at the point that there's only around 5,000 annual members of the Belfast Bike Scheme, and I think another 5,000 or so casual subscribers. That's 10,000 people. There are 350,000 people in the Greater Belfast area. That's a drop in the ocean.
Sure, we're not talking about Belfast Bike today. What we're talking about is putting a dense network of protected routes around the city that will allow everybody to cycle if they want to get out of the car.
But we don't have the evidence to suggest that there are enough people cycling in order to take away a massive part of the road.
Let's see if we think at home. Peter, morning, Peter.
I would just like to ask the guy, was it when he was asked the question, the people were sitting up a bit, but I can't believe 4 out of 5 people in Belfast would agree with more bicycle lanes. Listen, there's bicycle lanes in Belfast. You can play a game called Spot the Cyclists. There's one on Alfred Street. There's more Chocolate Dodo going up than the cyclists.
So you're questioning the survey result. 81%. 4 out of 5 people want more protected bike routes to make cycling safer, even if this could mean less space for other road traffic.
Yes, I was thinking, you know, you would definitely, I can't see it being that high, unless you were also cyclists only. You know what I mean? Because there's definitely not enough room, and they're taking up lanes and streets and all, and they're not actually beating their joke and getting used. You know what I mean? As I say, some of the bicycle lanes are being more chance of seeing a dodo going up. You know what I mean?
And Alex in London. Morning, Alex.
Stephen.
Yes, hello? Alex. Morning, Alex.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, well, this is a tale of the old iron pot, this bicycle carry-on. Look, they want these extra lanes. Are they prepared to contribute towards the cost of them to start off with? The rest of us are paying big money to use the roads. They're paying nothing, and they can be a great nuisance and cause congestion. And some of them aren't the most polite. Some are. Many that I can counter are far from it. I get the fingers. I get all sorts of things. And I'm sitting, taking 20 minutes to do a 5-minute journey when they sit 3 and 4 abreast. And it winds me up. And they're not paying a cent to pour towards the roads.
Well, you can speak to Joe.
You are. I am.
You can speak
Stephen,
to...
Stephen, this report shows that the people who cycle currently in Belfast give £16 million of benefit per year to the local economy.
But well, they don't pay taxes, is his point.
We're putting £16 million of benefit into the economy every year through health, through congestion, through the rest of, through, you know, taking cars.
But not in readies, not in hard cash like a motorist is. A motorist pays hard cash. That's our caller's point.
Cycling UK will say to you that 85% of the people who are their members also drive cars. I drive a car myself, so I pay road tax, if you want to call it that, vehicle excise duty. So, you know, most people who cycle also drive cars, so we're paying exactly
but is the principle, Alex, I don't want to put words in your mouth here, you can speak to for yourself, but Jonathan, is the principle not that in society when we use something, we often expect to pay for it?
Sure.
That's what tax is, that's what rates are.
Yes.
And what's a cyclist paying for in terms of a cycling lane? Where's the hard money from
there? Sure. Well, it's very simple. We don't create problems on the road in the same way the cars do. We don't wear out the road. So, you know, this report shows that for every mile that is put on a bike instead of a car, 82 pence in net benefit, you know, to the economy through that health. You know, we're saving the money to the NHS. We're not, you know, wrecking the roads like cars do. We're not, you know...
Do you accept that, Alex? To work.
Of course I do not accept it. It's nonsense. Look, what about the pollution? I'm sitting for ages crawling along a road. I'm pushing out a lot of into-the-air pollution, as indeed many other cars are. So, come on, where's the wisdom in this?
So
we want a clean air act.
You just
I'm all in favour of bicycles, but look, I have friends in Belfast who are on extremely high salaries. They park their lovely big cars outside a bit and come cycling down. Come on, it's about time they were paying their way. Not as much as a tax on a car, of course, but something. I suspect the council's doing what he's talking about. Is the council paying this? The ratepayers?
Okay. A question has to be asked is how many people were surveyed?
Yeah, well, who does the surveying? Well, is that going to happen or has it happened?
1,100 in each city. Jim in Sinfield next morning, Jim.
Morning. I think you should do away with cycle lanes completely because cyclists don't use them. You only have to go onto a main road, rush hour, any time of the day or night, and you'll see cyclists causing traffic jams.
Well, why would they? Now, why wouldn't they use them? Surely they use them.
I can tell you that, Stephen, because we don't have the quality of cycle lanes in Belfast. What people are calling for through this survey is protected routes.
I thought I was speaking there. The cyclists do not use the cycle lanes. If you look at the St. Field Road and outside Belfast, between Carrie Duff and the city centre, you will see cyclists using the main road.
All right. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.